This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pirates fell yesterday 9-5 to the Oakland Athletics. It's no good. Meanwhile, Cincinnati walks off the Dodgers. They got megastar prospect Ellie De La Cruz up. It's got me all hot and bothered. What's up with Roansy Contreras? We go to Jeff Hathorn to discuss. We'll also get into the OTAs with you, Jeff, because we know you're all over the place. But, man, first of all, good morning. And second of all, what are they going to do with young Roansy?
Man, that sucked. I mean, those last two games... That was some bad – actually, all three games were bad baseball from the Pirates. I mean, really, the A's handed them the first game where they would have been swept in this series. I mean, it was bad. Roansy's just having issues with fastball command. And if you can't command that fastball, I think it's pretty simple to say that you're not going to have a lot of success, or at least not consistent success. So – you know, they're talking about putting him back in the bullpen. The problem is the schedule, you know, they've had a lot of off days over the last couple of weeks. That schedule tightens over the next couple of weeks where they need that fifth guy. You know, Quinn Priester is someone in the minors they're interested in, but he's coming off a performance yesterday. So it's, you know, they're in a situation where they almost need him in there unless they go outside and try to find, you know, somebody, try to make a deal. The problem is pitching, especially if you're one of the first, pitching costs. And you've really got to know that it would be worth it if you're going to add somebody and because you think Contreras might need, you know, more than just, you know, a couple of bullpen sessions or side sessions to figure out what's going wrong.
There's so few sellers you'd have to think right now, too, Jeff, just with the standings being as jumbled
exactly.
as they are.
I mean, you mentioned the Reds. I mean, the Reds probably believe, they probably think, hey, and everyone in the NL Central probably thinks we can win this division.
Yep.
Like this is a bad division. This is our chance. So they're not going to sell, and they'll try to drive up the price of anybody else if they hear about, you know, teams that are interested. So, yeah, I mean, I don't see that happening, but that would be an option. The problem is you'd have to know that, okay, this is a year we're going to do something, because you're probably going to give up something good if you do.
Jeff, has Brian Reynolds been underwhelming in your opinion?
Yeah, and I'm one of the ones who really beat the drum for him to get that contract extension, because I love his game. I love what he represents, the way he plays the game. But man, you're sitting there like, okay, today's a good chance for the big hit, and he just hasn't provided that big hit. I mean, And I know, he's trying. Everybody's trying. But he's got to come through. They signed him to, you know, for the Pirates, what Pirates consider like Aaron Judge money. Like, maybe he doesn't have to quite be Judge, but he needs to be their Judge. And he is just not – he's not delivered in big moments. And when he has, it's, you know, it's been a single or maybe a double. Like, how about that big three-run homer? And I'm sure it's weighing on him, but – man, if they don't get more out of Brian Reynolds, I don't see how they realistically are contending still at the end of August.
Your level of concern over Mitch Keller, Jeff?
You know, I thought the previous start in San Francisco, you know, he gave up a bunch of bad luck hits, broken bad hits, hits that just fell in. So I wasn't as concerned with that one, because he also struck out 8. This past one was bad, so I'm willing to still say, you know, this was his really stinker start a couple days ago, and I'm not going to panic that, you know, he's fallen back. I think he's just a little bit in a rut in these last three. But again, I think the middle one, he wasn't as bad as the numbers would tell you because some of the contact off him wasn't severe.
Jeff, in the last week, you know, atmosphere-wise, how has OTAs been? You know, I asked Colin this yesterday, but have you felt a different feel at OTAs with, like, energy, you know, even outside of the, you know, the integral practice parts, but just from different guys, especially Kenny? Have you felt a different energy than maybe you would have in the past at OTAs?
Well, I think first off, when you don't have a quarterback controversy, that puts a lot at ease. You know, you're not wondering, even if guys have a feel for, guys may have felt that Pickett all along was going to win the job. Well, he didn't out of camp. It was Trubisky. They were getting to learn Trubisky. They were getting to learn Kenny. They weren't sure what Mason was doing in this mix. I mean, that creates uncertainty. This year, there's been none of that offensively. It's just been going to work. And I continue to be impressed with the leadership from Cam Hayward. I mean, here's a guy who's been in the league a long time. And because we've talked to him pretty much every day, I mean, that tells you he's there every damn day. And every drill is the most important drill. And yeah, he talks more than, say, TJ and Alex. But those two, I was talking to Quincy Roche yesterday, and he said, coming back, those two take every drill to the letter. And they're pissed if they screw up something in a drill. And these guys have performed at the highest level. And he says that's one of the things that he's really taken away of, like, okay, if I want to get to that level, I need to do that. And I love that type of leadership. Like, and Minka is the same way. Like, every single drill matters. So I think there's a different air of perfection, if you will, or, like, all of this stuff. This isn't a joke. This isn't, oh, we've got to go through this, or we're going to lollygag through these practices because they're, you know, not in pads. I really like the sharpness. Now, what does that translate to on the field? I mean, we'll find out, but I think at this time of year, the Steelers are getting what they need out of these workouts.
Do you get the sense that they think they're going to be good, Jeff?
Yes. Yes, I do. I mean, they've always had that air, and, you know, every year we're in it to win it. And but I think they realize, especially the veteran starters, that the depth is better, that they're not having to put guys in. And no offense to Dan Moore and Kendrick Green, but, like, bring them in and have to put them in because they don't have anybody else. Like, they don't have that situation. Sure, is Benton going to play some? Sure, is Porter going to play some? But they have other options. Like, they don't just desperately need to put rookies into positions like they did a couple of years ago. And I think they recognize that this depth is better. And, you know, they've also brought in, you know, they turned over the secondary. But when they turned it over, they didn't just bring in all young guys. Keanu Neal, obviously Patrick Peterson, whatever Chen and Sullivan becomes, we'll see. But at least he's a guy who's played in the league. So those three guys bring 25 years. So you're not just retooling with rookies. So, I think that's why these guys see it in practice that, you know, if someone goes down or someone's struggling, they have options. They didn't have options a couple of years ago.
Jeff, is this LIV PGA merger, is this ultimately better for the sport of golf?
I think ultimately, probably, because much like, say, wrestling, you know, you can have different leagues, but they're never going to battle each other like you would want for those, you know, something where it's like, wow, that would be great. Excuse me, that would be great.
Air quality, Jeff.
Yeah. It's just, I hate what like Rory has gone through.
Yeah.
Like, man, he lost $250 million, and the league and the PGA Tour used him. And now, and then to find out through a tweet that all this changed when you're on the player council, like, man, he got done wrong. And listen, he's a multimillionaire, but I do feel for him, but Doran, to answer your question, I do think ultimately these two groups being back together in some semblance and getting to see Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka compete against the best, I think that's good for the game.
Jeff, what's up on the website, buddy?
Yeah, we've got a lot up. Obviously, what's going on with the Pirates. I'm going to post a story this morning about Minka's thoughts on the secondary and how he thinks this group is ahead of where it should be, and how excited he is about the different things they can do. So, and we'll have Steelers coverage from OTAs later today as well.
Love it, Jeff. Thank you so much for your time, buddy. Put on one of those masks for that air, okay?
Yeah, I know. The damn Canadians. Come on.
Blame Canada. See you, buddy.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, tapped in on the Bucks and on the Pittsburgh Steelers. There is something that was uttered yesterday at Steelers practice, and Jeff sent the audio back. There's something that's going on around the league, a major issue going on around the NFL that simply isn't going to be one in Pittsburgh, at least according to Cam Hayward. We'll get to that coming up next, but first, Doran, tell the people.
Yes, I do have to tell you about something. Lovebirds, if you're ready to get engaged, you need to visit my personal jeweler, Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers. They're the best in the burg, and you'll make her heart skip with the perfect engagement ring created by you. Her ring will be custom-made to your specs and budget with attention to details. Want to know the best part about Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers? You'll get peace of mind with their exclusive perfect ring guarantee. She doesn't absolutely love her ring. Exchange it for a ring of her dreams within a year of purchase. Visit Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers in Wexford or Ross Park Mall. And like me, discover the difference.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.